tell us then, you landed in Omaha Beach.
Yeah.
What day?
Well, now that's another story. We trained on a landing craft called LCI, Landing Craft Infantry, which is a small ship with a gangplank on each side. So you walked on those gangplanks. When it came to the real thing, we went on a troop ship. We were going in by these Higgins boats. But to get into it, you climbed over the side on the cargo net. And we had waves going up and down 3 to 4 feet. So we were not prepared. I mean, we were not trained going down cargo nets. Then the equipment that you had, we had special gas masks that were in a rubberized container. They were supposed to help you as a lifesaver. Then we had map cases and other things. Then I had a Tommy gun across my arms, trying to keep it out of the water. And then you'd go down your cargo net like that. So anyway, we got into the boat. I think it held about 30 men. We get closer, and of course, people always say they got sick and what they saw. I was focused on the beach as we got closer, and I know I wasn't seasick. But you see these ducks, the amphibious 2.5 tons. They were low in the water, and they'd usually be swamped by these waves. Then they'd go down, and the guys were swimming. That's about all that I remember. Anyway, we get fairly close, and we have a shell land right in front of us. The sailor had presence of mind and reversed the boat. So the second shot missed us. So then the beachmaster waved us off. I don't know why, but we were going back and forth in front of the beach all day and all night. So I landed on D+1.
D+1?
Yeah, on the second day.
And kept going toward shore, back and forth, until it was safe enough.
No, we were going parallel to the shore. In other words, the beachmaster apparently had a certain sequence in which these boats landed, because he had equipment and all that. But as I say, he just waved us off, and they didn't call us up till the next morning. And that night, we were bombed and strafed by German planes.
While you're out in the water?
Yeah.
Are your thoughts, you're not going to make this? You're not going to live? You think
no.
About, no?
There were two things. One, the Air Force was supposed to have taken care of the emplacements, and they also were supposed to bomb the beaches to dig craters to protect you instead of a foxhole. Well, what happened? They did it at night, and they overshot the beach, so no damage was done. And I didn't see what was supposed to. And I was there in 2001, and I was at Utah Beach. I saw what they did.
So when you made the landing, when you finally got there, what's happening? What's going on?
Well, we set up in the house and immediately started interrogating German prisoners. Everything about the unit. They didn't know much, but we tried to find out where their machine gun placements were, what units they were, where they came from, anything that would affect.
You got very little information.
Well, no, we got information. The thing was, you kind of built on it. In other words, you'd get somebody, what's the name of your company commander? Hauptmann so-and-so. Well, the next guy comes. So say, well, how's Hauptmann so-and-so? So this guy, he doesn't know what you know and what you don't know. We got quite a bit of information.